What right now would be your most common choice in a patient who's completely chemotherapy naive?
So if the patient was HER2 positive, obviously trastuzumab plus your chemotherapy of choice, which could be whether it's a TCH-like regimen, whether it's a single agent plus Herceptin. I think there's philosophical differences about what might occur. But I think more importantly, if the patient is HER2 negative and not a candidate for trastuzumab, then I think what comes into play is the Avastin data. And if the issue of reimbursement were off the table, I would certainly consider giving a patient Avastin. Now, the caveats to that, of course, are there may be patients who are perfect endocrine candidates. And saying that, I would perhaps think that in somebody with principally bone disease or soft tissue disease, strongly ER positive, that I would preferentially use endocrine therapy at the outset.
Okay, and well, let's just say it's either ER negative or they've progressed on hormone therapy. What chemotherapy would you combine with the bevacizumab?
Well, I think the data we have right now is a taxane, but indirectly you're asking me, is there any reason to think that some other agent wouldn't work with bevacizumab the way taxane did as an early treatment in metastatic disease? And I don't have a reason to think that whether you chose Xeloda or Navalbine or some other agent that you even get a similar impact to what was reported in EU-2100. But directly answering your question, I would likely use a taxane plus bevacizumab.
What about NAB plus bevacizumab?
I know of people doing that. There are trials that are designed to address that. I have absolutely no reason to think that wouldn't be an effective strategy.